Ice cream conversations.
Forever on they grind, all day, every day. Ice cream convos, always really never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog talk radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign these lasers, shine like Frankenstein, they cut it to day design. IceCreamConvos.com. Tune in, download. Yeah. IceCreamConvos.com.
Hey, it's Zaviera, and I am very excited to speak with Angela Ko, the star of Rebel on BET. How are you today, Angela?
Hi, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am great. First, thank you to Cece for setting this up. It's always a pleasure. She has the best clients, and it's always a pleasure to speak with her clients. So I'm so excited to talk to you. I absolutely love Rebel. I've been tuned in since a 2-hour premiere?
Yes.
So I was tuned in from the beginning. First, let me just congratulate you. It's always exciting when a new show comes on and we get introduced to new actresses and actors. So tell me how you came into this role.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, I was at a casting director workshop out here in LA with Natasha Ward, and she mentioned Rebel, you know, to me, and
right.
I put myself on tape. I found it throughout, you know, online, and I put myself on tape, and through, you know, just waiting around, put it sent to her, and then one of my mentors and coaches, Dwayne Masters, through her, John and Kim were able to see the tape, and Kim called me in for a chemistry read with Danielle in front of John and a few other executives afterwards. Yeah.
Right. Now, is this your first huge role, or have you been acting for like forever? And I'm just now, and I'm late to the party. Is that what's going on?
Well, this is definitely, I've been acting for quite some time, definitely. But this is definitely my first thing as far as on television, you know, anything
yes.
big. This is definitely my first big thing. Absolutely. I've done, you know, plays here and there, and been training for some time now too.
Okay. Now, for those who aren't that real, you know, aren't really familiar with Rebel, or they've been living under a brick and haven't watched the show yet, tell everyone a little bit about your character. Now, I describe you as the friend that everyone should have and everyone needs. But tell everyone, you know, about your character who may not be familiar with the show.
Well, she's the role dog. I mean, well, technically, okay, so she's Chyna. She's this urban, sassy, witty, funny girl, is born and raised in Oakland. She's a white hat hacker. Basically, she's a computer security specialist and works with a firm. And she uses that expertise to help Rebel, you know, solve the cases throughout the series and, you know, in dealing with her brother. She's also just her role dog. She's her best friend. She's
yes.
the one that has her back no matter what. Like, you know, from the pilot
yes.
when she was drinking, she was picking up the chairs and putting the pieces together. She's just that, like, that loyal friend through thick and thin that sticks around, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're the friend everyone needs. You're the friend everyone needs. So now with the experience, I mean, with this show, one of the things that I love about the show is that, you know, there's so many layers to it. You know, you have Rebel, and then you have the situation with her estranged husband. her homie lover husband. And, you know, her homie lover husband, you have that going on. And then, you know, we're solving the cases and we're trying to, you know, get to the bottom of her brother's murder. You know, the whole experience. And then there's layers, there's messages and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you got to stay woke when you watch a Rebel. You know what I mean? You got to stay woke. So there's a lot of messages in there. What is this? What resonated with you most about the role that made you say, yeah, this is definitely something I want to be a part of?
Wow. One, it's just, it's very close to home. I can relate to the mm-hmm. character quite a bit. And being that friend, also just, mm-hmm. I love that it touches on a lot of the subjects now in America that, you know, when it comes to
right.
police injustice, racial injustice, mm-hmm. you know, shaming, bullying. But I also, it was also interesting to be a part of this new revolution of women leading television shows, you know, especially yes. minority women. Yes. We don't really get a chance to play characters that are strong, independent, and layered, you know, and,
yes.
and Danielle plays Rebel. She, those layers from the femininity to, you know, you don't really uh-huh. get to see, I guess, in some words, that you get this badass woman
yep.
who still is feminine, who's kicking it, you know, excuse my language, yes. kicking ass and
yes,
taking names
absolutely.
And just getting through it, but still is able to be that woman with, you know, that has a, you know, friends and family, that has complex relationships.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like a real woman, real life. It's not so cookie cutter, and that's not everything is black and white. And I love that it highlights that about each character, and I just remember, and even just from, you know, the other side of the fence where, you know, we're able to see the humanity in it when it comes to even Brandon, you know, how Brandon Quinn plays Mac and things like
right.
that. So I was really, really drawn to it. I was absolutely drawn to that part of it.
So how is it working with John Singleton, the OG John Singleton?
I mean, for
this to be your, you know, you said, you know, like, this is my first really big deal. I mean, you got the be all of big deals, like John Singleton.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you're winning, but go ahead.
Yeah, no.
You're winning
great,
in every
girl.
Way, shape, or form, you know?
Yeah, it's surreal. Yeah. And I'm blessed and I'm grateful. Like, I just,
yes.
it's surreal. It's absolutely surreal, you know? I mean, I've seen from Four Brothers to Fast and Furious, you know, all of
right.
those incredible things. He's an Oscar nominated director. Like, just, it's just, it's incredible. He's a very giving director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that he's kind of somebody that loves to, if you're right for the part, you're right for the part. You know, he
yes,
doesn't really
absolutely.
Have to go with what is, what, you know, the normal thing with Hollywood, like Danielle was right
mm-hmm.
for the part. You know, you said that before,
right.
like called her in. She just gives that essence and, you know, and I'm grateful that he was able to let me, because not everybody lets, new actors in, you know what I mean? Especially without the,
yeah.
without the list of, you know, other credits, coming into it and the other things that come into play. But it was incredible working with him. Like I said, he's a very giving and genuine director. He was really patient, you know, in the process. It's
yes.
new, you know, it was very new for me, and it gives us tidbits on what's due, and he just is really all about being natural. He just makes you feel very comfortable and supportive. So he's very comfortable. Yeah.
Well, you know, it shows, you know, and I'm not just saying this because we're friends now, but, you know, just watching the show, you know, especially, you know, with you, I'll say that you are a newcomer only because, you know, a lot of us are just getting to know you. For those of us who are late to the party, okay? Okay, so when I'm watching a show and there is a newcomer on the show, I know that this person is perfect for the role when I can't think of anyone else who could have taken or played that role outside of you.
Oh.
So I know that you are Chyna. You know, I know you're my homegirl in my head because I'm watching every week. Like, I know, tell her.
Okay.
I know. Now, you a better one than me, because when you had to come in there and clean that house up, when she tore that house up after her brother got shot, and then she's growing up and carrying on. But you know what? The thing is, you yourself, you're a natural. And just for me on the outside watching in, the sky is the limit for you. And I feel like you are already in the starting block, like the best starting block in Hollywood. So I'm just very excited for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you blossom and seeing you everywhere else. And I could be like, oh, yeah, that's my home girl. Yes, that's my home girl.
you
are absolutely perfect for this role. And you are so talented. You're beautiful. You're talented. And I'm just looking forward to seeing everything else that you have coming down the line. And definitely keep us, you know, in the loop. And, you know, I'll ask CC to keep me in the loop because I definitely want to make sure that I support you in every way, shape, and form.
Absolutely.
And I'll be tuned in.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much for taking time out to talk
to
me
you.
Today. And before I let you go, what's your favorite flavor
yes.
of ice cream? I have to ask.
My favorite flavor of ice cream. everything chocolate. Like if it's everything chocolate times 100. Yes, I love
all
chocolate.
All chocolate everything, right? All chocolate.
Yes.
Every day. That's what
yes.
we're doing. Oh, well, sounds good to me. Well, you enjoy your day, and congratulations on a fantastic show.
Thank you so much.
And you are awesome, and thank you to Cece as well. And I look forward to seeing you flourish and just
yay
for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good afternoon.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.